Then the Sheikh went on to say, because of the time that we live in, we find very few reminders are directed toward the female. Reminders that inform the female of the characteristics of faith, the praiseworthy characteristics, the good manners, those elements that are befitting for her to implement. And it's been noticed amongst many of the females, weakness in the religion and negligence. It's been noticed lack of shyness, weakness in the religion, many different forms of negligence and deficiencies. So because of that, and based on it, this lecture would be on the characteristics of a righteous wife. And I ask Allah the Generous, the Lord of the Great Throne, that He writes, because of this lecture, He writes in it much good and great benefit, and that He makes this lecture a key to good, and He makes it a hindrance for evil. And I ask Him to place in it guidance for the hearts and correction for the souls, and the establishment of a relationship with the Lord of the worlds, so that we can implement that which is pleasing to Him and we can obtain His love, and that we can distance ourselves, those that benefit from this lecture, we can distance ourselves from that which angers Him the Most High.
معاشر الإخوة الكرام، وعندما نتحدث عن صفات الزوجة الصالحة وعن الصلاح، ينبغي أن لا يغيب عنا قاعدة عظيمة في هذا الباب، هي أس الموضوع وأساسه لتحصيل الصلاح واكتسابه ونيله، ألا وهي أن الصلاح لا ينال إلا بأمرين، أن الصلاح لا ينال إلا بأمرين. الأول توفيق الله جل وعلا وهدايته وعونه وتيسيره وتسديده، فالهادي هو الله والموفق هو الله، والأمور بيده جل وعلا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. الهداية بيده والصلاح بيده والتوفيق بيده، وما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. والأمر الآخر سعي الإنسان وبذله لجهده ووسعه في نيل الصلاح وطلبه وسلوك أسبابه ووسائله. وقد جمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين هذين الأمرين في قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح: احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله. احرص على ما ينفعك ببذل الأسباب النافعة والوسائل المفيدة التي ينال بها الصلاح وتتحقق من خلالها الهداية، واستعن بالله أي كن معتمدا عليه متوكلا عليه طالبا عونه سائلا له سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقك وأن يسددك وأن يثبتك وأن يكون عونا لك على الصلاح والاستقامة. فهذه قاعدة في الباب. وقاعدة أخرى لا بد من التنبيه عليها، ألا وهي أن منبع الصلاح وأصل معرفته وسبيل الدراية به والهداية إليه هو كتاب الله وسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكان واجبا ومتأكدا على كل مذكر بالصلاح والإصلاح داعيا إليه أن يكون معولا في ذلك كله على كتاب الله عز وجل وسنة رسوله الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام. أما القرآن فيقول الله تعالى: إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم. وأما السنة وهدي النبي الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام فيقول: تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا كتاب الله وسنتي.
Then the Shaykh, may Allah preserve him, went on to say, O my brothers, and the reason why this is a translator's comment, the reason why the Shaykh is saying, O my brothers, because the lecture is being given in front of men. It is being delivered in front of men, but the purpose behind it, and there are women in the female section of that particular masjid that the Shaykh was giving the lecture. So at times he's going to say, O my brothers, but he's referring to men and females. Going back to the translation, he said, O my brothers, when we speak about the characteristics of a righteous wife and the correction that should take place in the female, it is befitting that we do not forget and overlook a great, tremendous principle in this particular subject. In fact, it is the foundation of the subject, and it is the foundation of acquiring and obtaining correction. This principle is two, in fact. It's a two-part principle. The first, success is with Allah and the help of Allah, the guidance of Allah, the ease which is brought by Allah. For verily Allah is the one who guides, and He is the one to give success. All of the affairs are in the hands of Allah the Most High. As Allah has mentioned in the Quran, whoever Allah guides, then he is guided. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no protector or guider for him. So we understand this first part of this principle. Guidance is in the hands of Allah, and correction is also in the hands of Allah. Success is with Allah. That which Allah wills takes place, and that which Allah does not will would not take place. And there is no change, nor is there any might except by Allah, the Most High, the Greatest. The second part, it is upon the individual to be diligent in acquiring this correction. He must seek it, and he must tread the path and fulfill the means that would allow him or her, being that this particular lecture is for the characteristics of a righteous wife, she must implement the means that would allow her to correct herself. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he in fact combined between these two elements that we've mentioned in his statement, where he said, be diligent in that which brings you benefit, and seek the assistance from Allah. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be diligent in that which brings about benefit. What is meant by that? A person must implement and perform the means that are beneficial and that help that individual to obtain that which they would like to implement. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and seek assistance from Allah. Meaning, your support, your basis in that which you are trying to obtain is Allah. Whatever you're trying to seek, you seek the assistance from Allah, the Most High. And you seek that Allah gives you success, and He makes it easy for you, and that He makes you firm. So your help is Allah. Your help in correcting yourself and staying upright it is Allah. The Shaykh said this is a great principle in this regard. And there is another principle that it is important that focus is shown to it. And that is the foundation of correction and the origin of knowing what is correct and being guided to that which is correct is the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And based on that and due to it, it is obligatory upon every individual who wants to inform about correction, every caller to correction, it is obligatory that he bases his call and his propagation upon the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Sunnah of his precious Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for the Quran, then the proof is the statement of Allah the Most High, verily this Quran calls to that which is better. Verily this Quran calls to that and guides, verily this Quran guides to that which is better. And as for the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the proof is his statement, I have left with you that which if you were to hold to it, you would never go astray, the Book of Allah and my Sunnah.